Sentinel Online. Now loading All Things Transformers.
You're listening to All Things Transformers, version 2.0.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of All Things Transformers, episode 24. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me is...
DFG1 Mike.
Hello. And...
Optimus Solo.
Hello, welcome back.
I've taken a hiatus.
Yes.
But now that I'm pissing people off, even though I'm not on the show talking about Transformers, I think it's a good time to come back.
Yes.
You always gotta love pissing contests.
You always gotta love TFW 2005 and the morons that both run it and visit it.
God, I have to agree.
I did change my signature over there.
Did you?
Yes. I changed it to, it gives a link or whatever to...
Behind the voice actors.
Right, and then after that...
Your opinions are dangerous things to let...
Where opinion TFW 2005 : where opinions are a dangerous thing to have, let alone share.
Yes. Nice. Oh god, that's funny. So BotCon was this past weekend.
It was,
unfortunately.
We're more here to talk about the news and stuff that came out of it. I'll be doing a Con Girl segment with Callie and Mariah to actually talk about the experience of being at the convention. Steve, do we want to start with pictures?
We have pictures?
Yes.
Sweet sassy molassy.
Yes, there's pictures. Alrighty. To which pictures are we deferring to?
The BotCon 2012 Hasbro new display cases and panel images.
Okay, you can take that.
Yes, this is essentially a story of showing off the different toys and everything else. MP11, not MP11, MP10. The Optimus Prime is going to be coming here. I believe it's going to be a Toys R Us exclusive. New versions of the War for Cybertron or Fall of Cybertron toys are going to be coming out. Soundwave looks great. There was just tons and tons of pictures from their booth. The Soundwave looks great. The Optimus Prime looks great because it's that Masterpiece Prime. I don't know. I'm really digging on what the stuff looks like. Not that I really care to collect it, but I still like looking at the images to see what new toys that they're going to come out with.
The only one that even looked cool to me was the Optimus Prime one.
The Masterpiece, yeah.
Yeah. The rest I can deal without.
Yeah, well, the Fall of Cybertron Soundwave looks cool because it's...
He's cool. I mean, it's not my favorite version of that character, but it does look like he's put together well.
It's better than, you know, an SUV that is animated.
That's true.
Midget toy. Anyway.
I guess the Optimus looks really cool.
Yeah, the Masterpiece, the MP10 Hasbro version looks really, really cool. And it looks like it's very well constructed. It looks like it's going to have a fairly decent price point because most of the Takara versions of the Masterpiece figures are like $300, $400. Whereas this is probably only going to cost you anywhere from $60 to $90. So that's not that bad, especially with it being Optimus.
Yes.
And then there's the Bruticus gift set for Fall of Cybertron. The only thing I liked about this set was the Swindle figure. The rest of them I just don't care for. However, Swindle, the toy, doesn't look like the colors that the original picture... It doesn't look like they're going to use the same colors as the original pictures. Unless they are now going to go for a more G1 look with the gift set. Apparently the proper color scheme, which is what the images are here, it's an exclusive, and that's going to be lame. Let's see, where is it? It's buy these awesome figures before the mainline individually packaged figures become available at retail. So, it's an SDCC exclusive. Aha.
Lame.
Yeah, I only want Swindle. I don't care about forming Bruticus. Having six or five individual Transformers look like that they're going to all fit together, that's just the way that these look as Bruticus. It's just fugly. And like I said, Swindle's the only one I really care about. Any thoughts there?
I have yet to see a combiner look cool since G1. I'm not saying that because I'm a G1 fan. I'm just saying I mean,
right.
There was a couple Beast Wars ones that looked decent, but they were of characters that obviously didn't appear. But all these other ones, all the different the Unicron Trilogy one type ones or the Classics type ones, they've all looked shitty.
Yeah.
I mean, they look like cheap impersonations of combiners to me.
Yeah. And then we have, which I really only care about the Transformers Prime stuff, but we have Transformers Prime and Botshots images from BotCon. The Transformers Prime toys look cool and look interesting. I think that they really screwed up with Arachnid, having her a deluxe figure. I think she would have worked better as a Voyager figure, because that way you might have been able to get like three modes out of her, because she technically is a triple changer in the show. She only is robot and helicopter as a toy.
Right. She looks somewhat cool, though.
She looks cool in robot mode, but I still think that the higher size class, the Voyager size class versus the deluxe size class would have just made her a little bit better. Shadowstrike Bumblebee looks fugly.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's all gray with like a few yellow lines as far as the car mode goes. That's just, as much as I'm loving TF Prime Bumblebee, that just looks really, really weird. I like the color scheme on the Prime Dead End, though. I don't know if Dead End is going to show up in the show, but I do like the color scheme, at least on the car part. The color scheme translated onto the robot looks really weird. It looks like somebody threw up all over the robot scheme.
Yeah, a lot of these just kind of ugh.
Yeah. All right. So moving on to the SDCC 2012 Rust in Peace Cliff Jumper.
Oh my god.
No, this is cool. I did like this simply because what they did was, originally, he was supposed to be a first edition toy with the first edition Cliff Jumper, Transformers Prime first edition Cliff Jumper. And then the first editions just went away. They just stopped making them. They went to the RID versions. And they're like, hey, here's a holy purple Cliff Jumper that we're going to give you that is the Terracon Cliff Jumper. And it's like, oh god, because the coolest thing about the
I think the face, maybe it's just because it's blown up so large in that, but it just looks the purplish stuff looks weird.
Well, the face, I think the face that you're talking about with the dark energon spilling out of his mouth, I think that's part of the packaging. I don't think that's the actual head mold of the toy.
I hope not. I thought it said it came with a head though, like that.
Yeah, it probably comes with a head like that, but I think that's part of the packaging though. That doesn't, because looking at the head on the robot, it's much smaller than the blown up version of. Yeah, that's different. That looks like packaging to me.
I hope so.
That doesn't look like it would fit on the robot body, but no, I really like this. I thought this was a great thing. It's better, like I said, it was better than a wholly purple one, because that just makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense. I agree with you for once.
Apparently at the Hall of Fame dinner, there was a huge spoiler for Transformers Prime, Steve.
Yes. Shockwave will be in the show.
Which is
good. I can't wait to see what they do with him.
We need some more characters, so that's good.
Yeah, that would be quite interesting to see how they play this off.
I think they said, so I read something about he's going to be like a skinny version, like Soundwave, kind of.
I think he's going to be an exact duplicate of Soundwave.
But that he would look somewhat G1-esque. So.
Well, the image that they use here is the backwards image of War for Cybertron Shockwave.
But I've seen other images of the toy. It's Soundwave.
Right, yeah. I was just saying the image that they're using in the link is the backwards, the mirrored image of the War for Cybertron Shockwave. But yeah, no, I've seen pictures of the toy as well. I don't mind that, though. I mean, especially if they actually give the Shockwave character a voice. I don't particularly mind that Soundwave in the series does not have a voice. I think that makes him even cooler. As far as just how they've portrayed his character between the start of the show in Season 1 and now into Season 2. And then, sadly, I guess it's good for G1 fans, but sad news from the Hall of Fame ceremony.
Boo! Well, before we get into that train wreck, there is one good thing.
Yes.
They renamed the Hall of Fame Awards to the Hartman Awards.
That's awesome.
In honor of the Hartman's contribution to the legacy of BotCon.
That is cool. I like that they did that, yeah.
It gives it a meaningful name, you know, kind of like how the Oscars or, you know, that kind of thing. It's the Hartman Award, which makes perfect sense because without them, I don't think there would be at least the grandness of the Transformer conventions to this day.
Yeah. Yeah, BotCon wouldn't be what it is now without the Hartmans starting it up and then obviously, you know, getting out of it and selling it to FunPub and whatever else. It wouldn't be what it was or what it is without them. So, yeah, I love that. And, G1 Wheeljack won the Hall of Fame this year.
Boo.
So Megatron, are you wanting to travel back in time and destroy Wheeljack now?
I would do more than destroy Wheeljack. I would crush him, make him eat his balls, and, well, I would feed him to Barney.
God.
And chop him up into pieces and put him in McDonald's.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. The last bit of... It's not really... Well, it's news because it came out of BotCon. It's more so talking about a panel, and Kevin has specific opinions about this before we let him go on his tirade. About the Derek J. Wyatt panel, I watched the TFW live ticker as the panel was happening over the weekend, and I was actually copy and pasting into Skype to Kevin. I'm like, hey, this is what they're saying in this panel, blah, 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 blah. And every time that I would do that, he just keeps getting madder and madder and madder. But as I was reading through it and watching the reports come in from the panel, as whoever does the TFW blogging, I don't know who does it, but it makes me sad that they... Okay, Animated, at least in my opinion, Animated was a nice departure from everything we had up to that point. It did homage a lot of different things, and it did have a fairly decent storyline. I mean, we spent an entire 20-episode podcast dissecting it. But it just makes me sad that they keep giving the animated stuff panels, and people keep asking Derek and all those creators questions that are never going to fucking happen. That's what pisses... It doesn't really piss me off, but that's what makes me sad about it, is because it's like, oh, well, there was going to be a Shattered Glass episode, there was going to be this, there was going to be that. Well, it's not fucking happening, sadly, and we're moving on to Transformers Prime and everything else, but it's like, as much as I've talked to Derek before, I've podcasted with him before, he's been on a couple of ToyCast episodes, he's a great guy, to talk to, he's very interesting to talk to, but I just wish that they would stop doing animated panels when, sadly, it's no more.
And it's never going to be.
So
that's like saying, that's like beating a dead horse and saying, oh, well, Beast Wars, what about season 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Beast Machines, yeah, or yeah, G1, exactly. Or anything.
Yeah. I mean, that's the same thing with anything, you know.
I can understand it, you know, within the first 2 years of the final season airing.
Yeah.
It's not that time anymore.
No.
Well, it's not relevant.
I mean, how many years has it been since animated?
It's been 3 years since it went off the air.
Yeah, so it's 3 years is long enough now to let it go.
Well, and they've already, I mean, Hasbro has essentially let it go. I mean, they're already on to Prime and everything else.
And what's the point in seeing things that some people, like, what's the point in even talking about, ooh, this might have happened or this could have happened, when all it's going to do is either make people sad that it didn't happen or angry that it didn't happen, or, like, it's not going to do anything good.
Yes. Now, you shared your opinion on the TFW boards about this. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? And then at the tail end, when you talk about your last reply, I think is when Steve and I will jump in about that moron that mentioned, this is exactly why I stopped. So,
I mean, all I did was go there and try to share a dissenting opinion. It's very dangerous to go there and not share an opinion that is accepted and agreed on by the majority of people.
Right.
Because there's so many people there that are just waiting for someone to, they take it like personally, they take it like you're attacking their childhood or you're attacking their own personal belief system. It's almost like it's a damn religion.
Yeah.
And the TFW just get, itself, yes.
Yeah, it's a damn religion with, like, and the different religions are, you're either a G1 person or you're an animated person or you're a movie person, and if you clash with any of those other people from those other sects or cults, you better watch your back. You know, so I was just saying that I didn't say all the ideas were bad.
Right.
That was lost in it. I said that there weren't all the ideas were bad, but I said certain ideas made me happy that there was never another season of animated. The idea of Bulkhead being part of Devastator.
The centerpiece of Devastator, yeah.
Is ridiculous.
That's just asinine.
What was the other stupid one?
Prowl. Prowl becoming Obi-Wan.
Yes, Prowl becoming a Jedi-like ghost figure. You know, some of those ideas are just absolutely retarded, and they would have made it even worse than it was. Some of the ideas weren't bad. There was a couple that were decent, but the majority of them, it just made me smile that I'm glad Transformers Animated never continued. And of course, I got attacked for that, and to the point where, see, I never called anybody out. I just shared opinions, except for Derek J. Wyatt, of course. But nobody on the boards. I never made it personal, but obviously they felt the need then to change it and call me jerk and, moron or whatever else they called me, and that's fine. That's why I haven't been an active member there for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. I'm actually going to read this because you quoted it from someone named Megabatimus. The quote says, "Thanks for reminding me why I stopped listening to all of the Geekcast radio podcast, jerk. Anyways, all of those ideas would have been amazing. Really hope we can get animated toys and classics one day."
See, the reason this guy's a retard is because that makes no sense. "Thanks for reminding me why I stopped listening to all the Geekcast radio podcasts. I'm the only one associated with Geekcast radio that has ever
that
really
doesn't like animated.
That doesn't like animated. So if you're listening to the Geekcast radio podcast, you would hear a lot of animated love. So that comment makes no sense. He apparently hasn't listened, so...
Well, he's an ass clown.
Yeah, he reminded me why I stopped listening. I doubt that he even really ever started. Well, he might have listened to one or two episodes, but he should have known that you guys all said a lot of good things about Transformers Animated. So,
right.
Just ignorance.
Well, I mean, you know, that's kind of like the role reversal that we're going to get when we eventually start Transformers Primetime in 2014, because essentially you and Michael Wilson are switching roles, where you love Prime for the most part, as far as I can tell you. We haven't talked about it yet.
I like it better than Animated.
Right.
I haven't formed my final opinion on it yet.
Right, right. Well, obviously, I mean, the show's still going on. And whereas Michael Wilson constantly says negative things about Prime, you know, that's just the opposite of what happened when we did Transformation Animation Podcast, where Michael Wilson basically forgave every single piece of the fiction. And you pointed out every single thing that was wrong with Animated. And there are some points where I agreed with Michael and some points where I agreed with you. But, this is why I only use, and it's very rare that I personally go to TFW anymore. I only went to TFW in the, you know, this past weekend and this past week for the BotCon stuff to see what, because I wanted to see. I was actually hoping that there was going to be a Transformers Prime panel there this year. I mean, you would think with the show having been picked up for a third season, and they're already essentially, I think they're already done with season two and they're working on season three now, you know, as far as the production goes, you would think that they would have something there this year like last year where it's, hey, Transformers Prime is going on now, and, you know, I don't know. I wasn't too thrilled with a lot of the panels and just a lot of the news that came out of BotCon. I guess it's because I'm not collecting the toys anymore. I mean, the toys look cool. That's my opinion on them. I just don't care to collect them anymore. I don't know. Steve, any thoughts?
I just think that, in a sense, BotCon's pretty much, it's become too much of Hasbro and just too mainstream, in a sense. It's just, it's getting too, to the point that most people are starting to think, you know, why bother go to BotCon? It's, you know, like myself, I'd much rather go to TFCon than BotCon, just because, one, it's smaller. Two, it's not as filled with Hasbro, more of their politically correct crap. I don't know. I think that people think that, I think that people just kind of, side with it too much. It's become so disproportionate at this point that it's not even really all that relevant.
Well, you know, this is what I'll say about BotCon. I've never been. I would have loved. I had two opportunities or two times where it was readily accessible to me as far as traveling, because it was in Lexington one year in 2006 and it was in Cincinnati in 2008. I had, you know, it was close enough to me where if I had the money to go, I would have gone. At this point, BotCon, for me, if I do eventually go, even if the set is, even if the box set is very, very awesome, I would go for meeting up with the friends and, you know, hanging out with people versus really caring what's coming. I mean, you know, I've said it in past ATTFs. Right now, the only thing that interests me is Transformers Prime and Fall of Cybertron. Other than that, I'm really not into Transformers fandom anymore.
Yeah, I kind of have to agree with you there.
The fandom is not a pleasant place to be.
Especially not anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like you just have to like it on your own or with your small group of friends, and, you know, you can enjoy the cartoons or you can enjoy the video games or you can read the novels or whatnot. But, you know, as soon as you start discussing it with other Transformers fans, it's not like it used to be. Before Michael Bay, before the live action movies, and before all this nonsense, like, it was a much more pleasant fandom because you didn't have so many factions. You know, you had people that talked about G1, you had people that talked about Beast Wars, but there wasn't, like, this animosity amongst people. And then as we got Transformers Animated and as we got the live-action movies and, you know, now into Prime, it's become segmented to a point that it's almost not fun to try to associate with anybody, because you're eventually going to get attacked for your opinions.
And I mean, you know, and we're going to gravitate towards people that like Prime or like what we like.
To me, the best stuff going for it is the new video games, Transformers Prime, and the two novels.
Right, yeah.
Like that universe is what's good right now, and the movies, you know, the news and the rumors of and all the stuff about the fourth movie, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, until it happens, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I'm happy with, well, besides Revenge of the Fallen, I'm happy with the trilogy that we have right now currently. It's kind of a sad state of affairs, not just for Transformers, but for any franchise, because it's like, oh, and I know Kevin hates this excuse, but it's like, oh, this cartoon has, you know, there has to be a toy line because it has to revolve around a toy line, or, well, this isn't a movie year, so we can't give you the Masterpiece Soundwave with cassettes or whatever else. And I know, I think there is a Masterpiece Soundwave coming at some point. I don't know. I don't have the information in front of me, but I'm just using that as an example where it's like a franchise has to rely on something huge to bring people in. And those movies brought a lot of mainstream people into the fandom. And that's all well and good. Those movies made, you know, billions and billions of dollars, and that's all well and good. But I have always been one more thing. I've always been under the opinion, it pisses me off when the second movie wasn't even released and we were already hearing rumors of the third movie. The same thing with the third movie. It's like the damn movie wasn't even released yet and they're like, oh, Transformers 4 in 2016. It's like, fuck, let the current movie even be released before you start talking about the next fucking thing.
Well, and like, I guess, I don't know, I've had a lot more exposure to other fandoms lately, you know, whether it be, you know, G.I. Joe or He-Man fandoms or My Little Pony fandoms or whatever. But, like, all the other fandoms, really, they'll only get defensive or sensitive or in attack mode when you're coming from the outside, when you're comparing one fandom with the other. You know, like when He-Man, someone from a He-Man fandom is talking about someone from a, you know, Transformers fandom, or they're talking about those shows. That's when you get defensive. That's when most fandoms, you know, bring out the claws. If you want to say something that bad about My Little Pony, you know, get ready to get attacked.
Yeah.
Transformers is the only fandom that attacks its own members.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's so sad.
I mean, most other fandoms only attack people from the outside that are trying to say something bad about their fandom. Transformers attacks each other. It attacks their own fandom, which is just ridiculous. Like, I don't think G.I. Joe does that, and there's just as many different series and movies and you know, stuff in the G.I. Joe fandom, but I don't see that there.
Well, if anything, I think the other franchises tend to band together more as one and attack a single head. I mean, think of it this way. Like, for instance, there's so many different Transformers podcasts, this one included, that, I mean, granted, we aren't as, you know, politically correct here as everyone else, because let's just face it, it's Geekcast Radio. We don't give a shit. We say it how we feel it, and, you know, that's how it is. But most of them either cater to Hasbro or sit there and attack each other consistently. Whereas if you get, for instance, like our syndicated one, What's on Joe Mind, all the other G.I. Joe podcasts kind of intertwine and you know, they constantly guest on each other's shows, they constantly help each other out. I mean, hell, they even get promos from the director of the actual second film. I mean, and he calls of his own accord. I mean, do you get Michael Bay doing this? No. Do you get anybody, you know, do you get anybody associated with it? No. I mean, it's that kind of thing that they are more of a tight-knit group and more of a family fandom than Transformers, where everybody's got their own series that they like. You know, even in G.I. Joe, despite whatever they like, they still band together, whereas us, we're constantly beating each other with pitchforks and, you know, like, oh, you're the monster of Frankenstein. Oh, no, you're Godzilla. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, it's, you know, my Unicron's better than your Unicron. It's, you know, stupid shit like that.
And I have more toys than you. I have more.
I think most of it is because of the films. You have people that did not actually grow up with it that are trying to attack people based on the fact that they are fans of the cartoon first and the film second.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, specifically for the cartoons, at this point, I like everything except the Unicron trilogy. Well, I'll rephrase that. I like everything except the Unicron trilogy and the Japanese G1 stuff. Well, it's not because I don't... It's because it's in another friggin' language. I can't friggin' understand it. And I'm not going to sit there and read, you know, to be able to understand a show. You know, if I want to read Transformers fiction, I'll go to the books or the comics. I don't want to have to sit there and, you know, read what the hell they're saying being translated. That's just dumb to me. But, you know, from G1 to Beast Wars, Beast Machines to Animated and to Prime, I love all of those shows.
Yeah.
For individual and specific reasons, you know, G1 is nostalgia. I grew up on it. You know, Beast Wars and Beast Machines, you know, even though they're two different series, they kind of mirror each other a little bit, since Beast Machines is essentially a slight continuation with the Beast Wars characters. I love the stories that both those cartoons told. Animated, I liked it for its stuff that it told. And Prime, Prime for me right now is the best Transformers cartoon that has ever been made. At least in my personal opinion.
I still beg to differ, but that's...
I have to wait till it's done before I can judge.
I mean, okay, from what
and I didn't, I don't mean to say that I didn't absolutely hate Animated. I just don't think it's as good as most of the other cartoons.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than the Unicron trilogy, but does it stand up to Beast Wars, Beast Machines, G1, or Prime for me? No, it doesn't.
No.
Well, I would still say Animated's in the top five, as is Beast Wars, Beast Machines, G1, and Prime. They're all top five, but, you know, unlike RID or the Unicron trilogy. These all five were made, you know, here.
Yeah.
Despite production made elsewhere, it was still designed for here. Yes. You know, whether you like Prime or not, or Animated or not, it's no reason to sit there and especially
attack
with
each other over.
Well,
it,
and especially when the show's dead. I mean, for Christ's sake, it's not coming back. That's like saying, oh, we want Beast Wars to come back, or why did you make Beast Machines? You know, it's the same hate that went on in the 90s when Beast Machines came out, and they're like, oh, this is crap. Let's go kill Bob Skier for writing it. You know, I mean, it's the same kind of stupid mentality. It's just a new generation of bullshit.
I agree.
So, with that, we'll be back after this commercial break.
You are listening to All Things Transformers. Maximals, maximize!
Hey, I'm Gary.
I'm Greg.
I'm Chuck.
And I'm Justin.
Join the four of us every week on the internet's number one G.I. Joe podcast, What's On Joe Mind.
That's right. It's Joe news, reviews, and special guests like you've never heard them before, delivered right to your MP3 player.
Think of it as Joe Talk meets Sports Talk. And we make fun of Chuck.
Right. Hey.
We're just kidding, Chuck. Kinda.
Yeah, sometimes Chuck makes fun of himself.
Right, hey!
It's What's On Joe Mind, every week on the Geekcast Radio Network, InsidePulse.com, Stitcher Smart Radio, and iTunes. Download and listen today.
Can I say something about Transformers?
No!
Grab your helmets, because it's time to assemble Mask. The Geekcast Radio Network has launched Mask to Mayhem with your hosts Optimus Solo and TFG and Mike. This podcast, covering all 75 episodes of Mask, will feature in-depth analysis of every episode, talk on the toys, and more. Mask to Mayhem will run 30 podcast episodes. You can find us in iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com. Get your spectrums ready, as podcasting is the ultimate weapon.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, what's up, Ryan?
You know how we talked about doing a podcast? Well, I have some ideas run past you.
Yeah, what do you got?
I thought we should base it on comics.
Well, there's thousands of podcasts about comics. You kind of want to narrow it down a bit.
Well, what about Star Wars?
Still, there's a ton of those out there. What else you got?
We could always do G.I. Joe comics.
There's still a ton of those out there.
What about the 80s franchises?
There's already a few of those as well.
Then let's forget about comics. Let's focus on toys and action figures.
Dude, then we're back to thousands of podcasts.
Well, is anyone covering all those things I mentioned in one podcast?
No one would be crazy enough to do that.
Then that's what we'll do. Are you serious? Yep. Come and listen to Star Joe's podcast. You can find us at starjoes.com or find us on iTunes.
Yeah, we cover comics, TV shows, and movies based on Star Wars, G.I. Joe, and all your 80s favorite franchises.
And don't forget about the toys.
How can we forget about the toys? We also do tour reviews to help you decide what to add to your collection.
So come listen to Star Joe's, where we hold nothing back, provide quality entertainment, and remember, the Force will be with you.
Because knowing us is half the battle.
Yo, Joe!
You can now hear the Geekcast Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today using promo code GeekCastRadio at Stitcher.com/GeekCastRadio or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio. The smarter way to listen to radio.
Hey guys, it's Optimus Solo from Geekcast Radio Network's The Telecast, coming to you with an important message about our Listener's Choice episode. That's right, for the first time in Geekcast Radio Network history, we are giving you, the listener, a chance to choose the topic in one of our shows. This is how you can cast your vote for what the topic should be. Head on over to geekcastradio.com and click on the Telecast tab at the top of the page. Once there, you can find our complete Season 1 schedule with all 35 episodes. Please look this over, because we would hate for you to cast your vote for a show that is already on our schedule. Once you've done this, just scroll to the section titled Listener's Choice and click on the Comments button. All that's left for you to do now is to cast your vote through a comment. For example, you might say, "Hey, I see that Nick Arcade is not in your Season 1 lineup, so I'd like to cast a vote for Nick Arcade to be the Listener's Choice episode." It's that simple. So please go cast your vote for your favorite show, and stay tuned for episode 34 to see which show becomes our very first Listener's Choice. That does it for now. This has been Optimus Solo from The Telecast.
Now back to All Things Transformers.
And we're back with All Things Transformers. So, yes, after that very heated debate we had before the break, or more so, statement, not really debate. So, yes, with that, there will be an announcement. We will not be reviewing any more Transformers Prime episodes on the show. I think we've kind of covered enough of the show for you to get the gist of it since the beginning of Transformers Prime. Plus, we plan on doing a review show of it later on, so it's kind of redundant. So, yeah, we're gonna pass on that. Gonna stick to some of the news and more of a discussion show when we do bring it back. Myself, I am kind of burnout on it, so due to that... And it's more so just because of all the drama in Transformers lately. I can't do it anymore.
I mean, yeah, there's only so many episodes that we can record and publish where we're just all...
Well, you know, where it's relevant. I mean, unlike these other Transformers podcasts, I mean, yeah, you can cover some, you know, generic bullshit news, or you can, you know, most of it is not even legit Hasbro stuff. Yeah. So that's not even warranting... or worth covering. And you have like 12 other, you know, podcasts that do the same damn information.
Yeah.
Not saying that I don't want to, but it's because I only cover what I'm truly interested in or I feel is actually interesting.
Yeah.
But it's just most of these shows just kind of fly by the seat of their pants. There's not really a point. And I don't want to have this turn into a rat hole show. So
yeah.
With that, we'll be bringing it back with the TFCon coverage. Whether I go or not, there will be someone here to cover TFCon.
Yep.
In some capacity, either before or after the show. There will be more BotCon discussion on the Con Girls, which will be on the Geekcast radio feed.
Yep.
And
that is more so... you know, getting Mirai Baby and Callie Carrie Shoka's, you know, experiences of attending the con this year. That's not going to necessarily be the news stuff. That's why we did the news stuff here.
And the statement information.
Yes.
But, yeah, so any other thoughts, guys, before we close it out?
I don't think so. I'm just, you know, like I said before, looking forward to more Prime and Fall of Cybertron when it comes out.
And the Transformers Prime game.
Yeah, yes. There are good things happening in the Transformers universe. It's just more with the products, less than with the fans.
Yes, yes. I definitely have to agree with you guys there. So, with that, if you'd like to leave feedback on the show, there are many ways to do so. First, you can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. Second, you can rate our show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. Call the voicemail line, 502-526-5821. Please remember to tell us the show you are leaving the message for and your name. There's also a new way to do this. You can, if you have a microphone, you can click on this magical button on the side of the page that says send voicemail, and you can record your statement right there, and it will be sent directly to us to be played on a future show. Become a fan of us on Facebook by searching Geekcast Radio Network. You can also send us an email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter @PredaconEmpire. You can ask Megatron questions @BW_Megatron. My Twitter name is @SCP21. What are your Twitter names?
DFG on Mike.
Optimus Solo.
Join us next time when we cover Transformers or TFCon. So for now, I'm Steve Megatron Phillips with
TFG on Mike.
And Optimus Solo.
Saying in the immortal words of Beast Wars Megatron.
I'll melt them down and use them for aluminum siding. Oh, yes, indeed.
Thanks for listening. Until next time.
Yeah.